expecting me to show you animal videos on YouTube, you are not mistaken. So far I've been researching animals in advertising, animal curiosities on the internet, animal celebrities also on the internet, and even animal autobiographies that have recently appeared. For example, if you know the story of Patsy, the one who won Got Talent show, or Aggie, the artist film dog star. Yes. Okay. As humans' dependence on non-human animals increases and as our relationship with them changes in the 21st century, not examining this relationship within the context of academia seems bizarre, especially given the increased presence of animal advocacy in the world around us, Margot de Mello notices. When trying to figure out the very complex relationship between humans and animals, fairly recently there has appeared another source of material for study, other than real-life observation, namely short, mostly unedited videos posted on YouTube, the world's largest video-sharing website, which is where animals' presence is stronger than anywhere else on the internet. Thus, the virtual space is where I have decided to investigate human-animal interaction, more precisely in the context of consuming food. In the meat-eating culture, which Melanie Joy refers to carnism, animals are naturally associated with being used as food themselves, as we humans eat them continuously or farm them to produce eggs and dairy. There are a lot of mixed feelings and plenty of arguments against this practice. However, many arguments supporting the idea that animal abuse should stop are heard more and more often. My paper intends not to advocate mercy for animals, although I am wholeheartedly in favor of the idea, but to approach the subject of this conference on a slightly different angle, namely feeding animals instead of eating them, and more specifically, watching them eat. From hand-feeding stingrays through sharing a sandwich with pigs in the Bahamas, to a hamster eating a tiny pizza, or dozens of French hounds being fed simultaneously, these videos are proof that people not only want to watch animals, but they also want to watch them eat, devour, munch, and nibble. I would like to look into the motives behind people's fascinations with videos featuring animals being fed by humans. I have observed a possible set of explanations of people's undoubted interest in watching animals eat, and I would like to share and discuss them with you. Watching animals has been interesting to people for a long time. Ancient and early European exotic animal collections were not meant for public observation. However, the idea of zoos for the public to visit and see wild animals, and the idea of zoos as anything more than oddities or amusements, really did not develop until the 18th century. People's interest in watching animals as a source of entertainment has been evolving into the emergence of zoos and circuses, in which the wilder and more exotic the animals, the more pleasure most of us get from simply watching them or observing their performances for tricks. Let us start from the beginning. Interestingly enough, the first video ever posted on YouTube was a video called Me at the Zoo. It was posted by Jawed Karim, one of the site's co-founder. It shows Jawed standing in front of the camera and talking about his adventure to the San Diego Zoo. He says, "All right, so here we are in front of the elephants. The cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks." And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say. I can honestly say that since that time, more specifically 10 years later, with about 4 million elephant videos on YouTube, there is a great deal more to say on the subject of elephants' presence on this website than that, let alone other species. When we think of animals on YouTube, we tend to have in mind funny viral pet videos. However, as I will show in this presentation, not only pets are featured in these videos, but a variety of animals. Out of an extensive number of types of videos involving animals, such as pets acting in funny ways or cute baby animals, the act of feeding all sorts of animals, wild or captive, livestock or exotic, is an interesting phenomenon that caught my attention some time ago. As Margot de Mello points out, the proliferation of animals in films and on television allows many of us to view animals that we would never generally get the chance to see. And as YouTube is the next big thing after television, it plays the same role in entertaining people now. Out of the many videos I have reviewed, I have managed to identify the following categories of videos showing animals eat something. Animals in the wild, spontaneous feeding of wild animals. Animals in zoos and wildlife parks, routine feeding by the zoo staff or the visitors. The more spectacular the show, the better. Pet cats and dogs simply being fed or doing something out of the ordinary. The bulldog is enjoying his raw diet. Exotic pets shown as curiosities. If you've never seen a possum eating a strawberry, you should. Animals imitating people in a scene made to resemble a visit to a restaurant. And I will show you this. Sharing or stealing each other's food, usually animals of different species. And there's also a film. It's a raccoon stealing cat's food. Thank you. lot of fun doing my research, I admit. So this is it. Funny viral videos involving food, animals making funny noises while eating, or songs, animal songs sung by animals, if you haven't heard the Nom 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 song, or the tuna song, from which I will quote, "Tuna is delicious, tuna is nutritious, from what I understand it comes from the fishes." This is the cat, the gangster cat. We tend to think that animals will do anything for food, and that in a way it shows their inferiority to us. When we see a dog do a trick and then be rewarded with a treat, we think that he only did it for the food, and thus we are inclined to believe that the animal's mental powers are limited and that the dog thinks with his stomach rather than brain. It is a simplistic approach though. On the one hand, the dog is taught that he is rewarded right after he performs some desired action, so it is more than understandable for him to expect the reward instantly, and we cannot blame him for it. On the other hand, it is enough to watch what happens when free food or drinks are given away to people in the street. People quickly and eagerly grab whatever is given away, and they are happy about it. You can only imagine what would happen if money was being given away like that. Probably, people would even start fighting over it, which is similar to what happens when a large group of animals goes for the same piece of food thrown to them. Money to people is simply a means to obtain things that satisfy their needs, of which food is a large part. In a man-dominated world, practically all domestic animals and most wild ones are more or less controlled. Keeping animals in houses, pens and cages means that they are no longer independent, and consequently we take on the responsibility to provide them with food and shelter. We also decide when and what they get, and animals can do nothing but accept this arrangement. On the one hand, it may be a rather obvious manifestation of executing human power over animals, from feeding a big herd of cattle to bottle feeding an orphaned baby rabbit. Humans show their domination over the animal world in a way that the fate of these animals is practically in the hands of humans. This is best illustrated in a few videos showing a pack of dogs being given food but allowed to start eating only after a clear signal from their master. There's one video showing this practice extremely well. It shows six pit bulls being fed in this manner by a four-year-old girl. There's a striking contrast between the little girl, who by nature is thought to be rather weak, and the dogs of a strong, dangerous breed. To me, it's a case of displaying man's unquestionable control over animals. The whole effect is of course achieved by proper training performed by adults. In my attempts to identify the reasons of our fascination with watching animals while eating, in this particular case, I have come up with a few possible observations. First of all, YouTube videos uploaded there every day for the last 10 years, I mean music, films, live performances, as well as precious memories, are basically all about people's emotions, and that is a major reason for its staggering success on the World Wide Web. Among other reasons, people watch these videos out of curiosity, boredom, necessity, desperation, to name a few. They also seek entertainment, comfort, answers, and inspiration. Additionally, it is widely believed that the interaction with dogs is a good stress buster for humans, as John Bradshaw claims. A number of studies prove that their desire to fight stress leads us to engage in activities that noticeably alleviate stress, and contact with animals is generally known to be such an activity. If we don't have an animal to stroke, cuddle or play with, going on YouTube is the next thing you can do. As Varga de Mello notices, the appeal of watching animals is caused by the fact that wild animals are seen as a refuge from modern life. We visit zoos and marine mammal parks to see them and watch them on nature documentaries with pleasure. I am inclined to believe that, among other emotions, nostalgia paired with a feeling of guilt about nature's almost completely lost wildness and freedom is what we often feel when we watch animal videos on YouTube. Whether we wanted to admit it or not, we are responsible for it and deep down we would like to compensate animals for all the wrong we have done to them. And how do we show empathy and care to others, especially when we need comfort? What would your grandpa do to make you feel better or to show you that she cares? She would feed you, wouldn't she? And there's another video I'd like you to see. This one relates to bacon.
Food. You know, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went to the fridge and I opened up the meat drawer. You know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yeah. What was in there?
Well, I'll tell you what was in there. You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I took that out and I thought,
yeah,
I don't move like that. Me. So I ate it.
Oh.
You kidding me?
Nope. Not kidding. You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there. Yeah, you know, steak, you know, juicy. Well, I ate that too. But I went back to the fridge just a few minutes ago, and I put something together really special. You're gonna love this one. I took some chicken.
Yeah.
I put some cheese on it, and I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats.
Yeah.
Then guess what?
What?
I gave it to the cat.
This is called the ultimate dog tease. It's got millions of views, like, really. Thank you.